If a person touches a Sefer Torah and with a naked hand, his Chalil Bechas, the Gemara says, is going to be buried without any shrouds. Gemara says, Chalil Bechas is going to lose on the shrouds. Says, no, Nechbar Aron below mitzvot, without any mitzvot. He's going to lose all the mitzvot. He says, Chalil Bechas, just because of the fact that he touched the Sefer Torah, says, no, Nechbar Aron below oto mitzvah. Without the mitzvah that he was performing at the moment that he touched the Sefer Torah, he's going to lose whatever mitzvah he was doing. He was doing Hagbat Sefer Torah, he's going to lose the mitzvah of Hagbat Sefer Torah because he touched the clef of the Sefer Torah with his hand. He's not supposed to touch his hand. So therefore, when it comes to Sefer Torah, whatever mitzvah you were doing at the moment you touched it, you're going to lose it. So you're not allowed to touch. However, what about Kiryat HaMechila? Being that is not as holy as Sefer Torah, as we know. So a person is supposed to wash his hand. If he has a kosher Mechila, he's supposed to wash his hand beforehand. But as I mentioned before, a person that does not know how to read the Mechila properly, he's not supposed to have a kosher Mechila. It's not the best. Because if you miss a couple of sentences or a couple of words, and you don't know how to read it properly, and a person could be mamash reading it, and the meaning will change, so then the best would be to have a chumash. Then if you miss, you're going to be able to catch up, and the rest, the shaliach tzibur, the one who's reading from a kosher megillah, all what you have to do, you have to listen, and if you miss, you catch up from the printed chumash. In general, from printed chumash, you are not yotze. But to catch up, you would be good. So it's better, under these circumstances, to have a printed chumash that has a Megillah printed in front of you, you read to catch up, and Shalom al Israel, then you're good to go. So as we know, the Qiryat HaMegillah is supposed to be both for men and women, and it's supposed to be, because it says, Avhen ayu be'ot ha'anes, everything that applies to men applies to women when it comes to Purim, with the exception of drinking, which we'll see later. But any other things, Seuda, they are obligated also, etc. So there is one nekuda that is supposed to be emphasized, which is, how do we come to the day of Purim? Purim is considered to be like, certain extent, Yom Kippurim. That Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim, similar to Purim. In few aspects, it's similar to each other. Let's imagine, when it comes to its accomplishment of Kapara, that's Kippur, that's through Teshuvah. Over here, it's also accomplishments of Kapara through Simcha. Over there, when it comes to Kippur, first is the Seuda, and then is going to be Ta'anit. Over here is the Ta'anit, and then you have to participate the next day in major, major festive meal. When it comes to the commitment through Teshuvah, Yom Kippurim, commitment to Torah and Mitzvot by doing Teshuvah. Over here it also says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, Kimu mashekiblu kivar. They already had accepted, and they said, Na'aseh v'nishman, to certain extent was by force, because of the fact, Kafa aleihem har kegigit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain upon their head, and as if to say, force them, but they said, Na'aseh v'nishman, because Lema'aseh, there has to be a metzaveh. You cannot say, oh, volunteer. No such thing. Volunteer is not the best. The best of the best would be when a person is obligated. So there has to be a metzaveh, somebody who commands you, somebody who obligates you. So kafarem harke gigit, that you should be, and you should know that there is a metzaveh, somebody who is commanding you to fulfill, not volunteer basis. Volunteer basis, as we know, gadol metzaveh vose, mimi she'eno metzaveh vose. Somebody that is obligated and does the mitzvah, his reward is greater than somebody volunteers. Volunteer, one day you do it, one day you don't do it, one day it's based on your, option, your will. If you want, you do it. If you don't want, you don't do it. It's not the best. The best way would be metzuveh. You are commanded to do it. And then, why is it that you have a greater zechut? Because now, as soon as you are metzuveh, for example, the Torah says, lo tochlu al adam. One of the understandings of lo tochlu al adam, don't drink blood. One of the understandings. There are many, many, is lav shebichlalut. It has many, many different meanings. Don't eat before davening, the Rambam writes. Don't, a beddin that is going to spill blood is not supposed to eat on that day till they administer mitat bedin, etc. There's many, many different laughing included in this. One of them is, don't drink berach. If you see blood with ice in a cup, you have an appetite, you have a thirst and urge to drink, no. But as soon as God commands us not to do it, a person is, mamash, what does it taste like? Like Adam Arishon, what does it taste like? You have thousands of different fruits available to you. You bedavka want this one. I feel if you say it was etrog, there were other etrog trees. If you say it was grape, there were other grape trees available. No, I want to taste this one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't do it. I want, as is reverse psychology. As soon as you say don't open, I want to open. Don't do it, I want to do it. So therefore, Gadol Mitzvah will say, you're telling me, Mishayinu Mitzvah. If you are commanded, your reward is great, because now you have to fight against your Yetzer Hara. As soon as you say, I'm obligated to learn, the Yetzer Hara comes. No, don't learn. Don't get up. Just go, shake you in the davening, and you could do. Chesed, you could do. Chesed Avraham, you could do. Davening, Yitzchak, that's the year, you could do. Yaakov Avinu is Amud HaTorah. That Satan comes to fight against Amud HaTorah. So therefore, Gadol Mitzvah will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, because of this, our reward is greater. So therefore, comes to Purim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I forced you on the day of Shavuot. So over here, Kimum, the Kiblu Ayyudim, they, Kimum Ashe Kiblu Kevar, what they accepted originally by force, now by love, by dedication, comes the Purim, there comes the Haman HaRasha, and tells them, don't keep Torah and Mitzvot. The Jews now want to keep Torah and Mitzvot. Whenever there is anti-Semitism, now the Jews want to be committed to Torah and Mitzvot willingly. So therefore, this is the Nekuda, that Yom HaKippurim is similar to Purim. What Yom Kippur accomplishes through Yirah, Purim accomplishes through Simcha. So therefore, this person is supposed to enter the day of Purim, the big day Yom Tov. That is similar to Yom Tov. But Hashem, we should all be zoche to all the blessings that is written in the Torah.